Such a great tune, isn't it? Well, they're both good tunes. The Salamanca's a good tune too. I don't know why we stopped playing that tune. It's such a pity. So that might have been a little... the first one I decided to play a little slower, and I picked it up on the second tune. I think it sounded a little bit better. It'd be easy, a little easier to play, just a hair faster. So I hope that was okay with everybody.
Hey, John, I just put the link to the next master session in the chat, if you want to say a few words about that.
Oh, yeah. So we have, coming up, we have Yvonne Casey and Dermot Byrne. And they're both incredible musicians. Of course, Dermot is one of the younger generations. When he's not that young anymore, but he's certainly a lot younger than me. And I think Dermot was the first of that next generation of accordion players that had just incredible technique, but he still has great flow and great rhythm and feel in his music. We've talked about this before, I think, and you know, that some of the younger players have great technique, but they kind of lose a little bit of the feel and the flair of the music, which is kind of sad. But Dermot is certainly one of those that has that incredible technique, but just has great swing and lift in his music. And Yvonne is such a fabulous player, fabulous fiddle player. And Yvonne tends to play very, very kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Claire. No.
A very tempered, you know, nice tempo.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, she's not one of these kind of fast, furious type fiddle players. When I think of her playing, I think of you, Jared, with your beautiful kind of, you know, laid-back style of playing, which is really, really nice, you know. I do that once in a while, folks. I really do, honest to God. But I generally play fast, I have to admit. That, you know, habits are hard to break, you know. But I started with the smoke, and I broke that habit 20 days ago, so you got to bear with me. I was looking, this is what I'm up to now. Isn't that bizarre?
Good job.
I'm into the Asian market, and they have the shrimp chips. I never had them before. Can you imagine? And it sounds gross, actually, but they're really, really good, you know? And very, probably very fattening, but what the heck? Anyway.
There's a kind of shrimp chips you can put into hot oil, and they will expand.
There you go. Wow.
I grew up on those chips, and they're really good.
Oh, yeah? I love those chips.
Yeah. In Hong Kong, we have a lot of that.
Oh, yeah? And I got the little peas as well. The, what do they call those peas? Again, I'm going to go get them.
Yeah, the Calbee peas. They're good.
They're like a...
Wasabi peas.
No, not the wasabi. Although I do like the wasabi peas.
Crisps. Yeah.
They're crisps.
You ever have dim sum?
Dim sum.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, those are great.
Saya, slightly salted green pea crisps.
We need to get these companies to sponsor your event. John Whalen, brought to you by Calbee Peas.
You too can gain 10 pounds by eating it.
In 1 week.
Yeah. That'd be a great commercial for that stuff.
Speaking of commercials, John, you mind if I talk quickly about the book?
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just want to let you all know, one of my projects during the pandemic has been to put together a book for people who play the BC box who are just learning to play the basses. So the idea is that if you've been playing the box for a while, you already play melodies, but you're just kind of trying to bootstrap yourself into the basses. I found that there's really not a whole lot of material out there for doing that. So I put together a book of, I'm actually adding to it almost every day. It's up to 39 tunes, and it's fully annotated. It's jigs and reels and slides and everything. Where it shows you exactly where to play the bass note and where to play the chord. And it's a style that's compatible kind of with John's with playing. And it's just something that's available for free. I'm going to put a link in the chat there. And you can download. I've got the whole book up there. It's one free PDF. It's got all the tunes, or you can download the individual tunes. And yeah, I'll be adding to it every week, so check in every so often, and there'll be new tunes up there. But I'm hoping it's something that's useful. People seem to like it. I've gotten pretty good feedback from people that it seems to be something that is helping with people learning the basses. So enjoy.
All right, Michael. Good. And I have yet to review that stuff, and I will. But anything Michael does is really good. So I've known him for some time, and he does some amazing stuff. And do you talk about your apps or any of that kind of stuff anymore?
I mean, they're still out there. If you go to any of the app stores, I tend to think more about the iOS ones. I was doing all of the accordion apps for Honer, and so we have 2-row and 3-row and 1-row apps up on the App Store. But yeah, they're still out there. You know, I don't really push them very much, but they're great for travel and that sort of thing. So
you still have the piping one that you showed me?
Oh yeah, pipes and concertina and all kinds of boxes. Yeah,
amazing stuff. If you you know, and it's these are apps are for the iPad, right?
The ones I think are best are on the iPad. Yeah,
right. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there. So how would people just? I guess they would search for Ilion Pipe.
Yeah, search for bagpipes on the App Store or accordion. You'll find them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're under the App Accordions is the company name, or Trad Lesson. Sometimes you'll find them under.
Okay, good. It's good while you're traveling and doing stuff, or even if you're not, if you're just sitting there and you want to practice stuff or learn tunes, it's actually a good way to do it, I think. So anyway, all right, so let's go back to, let's do jigs. And there was a request, I forget now, who requested this stuff, but I got an email. And so just so that I'm paying attention here, the cat's meow. Old Man Dylan and Shannon Bells, I think I put there. So somebody, I don't know if the person is here or.
I requested the cat's meow.
Who is that now? Let me see. Hang on a second.
Me, Judith.
Oh, there you go, Judith. Thank you, Judith. See, so I do pay attention, Judith, right?
I also requested the Taylor's Twist. I've just been thrilled tonight.
Yeah, so I know you did. Well, I think I took most of those, maybe not all of them, but I took most of what you did and put it on the list, I think.
Hey, yes.
So of course, if anybody knows Joni Madden, you know, she wrote, you know. And great. The Old Man Dylan was a really popular tune in London in the 70s. I don't think it was has ever been a very popular tune in sessions in New York for the 37 years that I lived there. So, in fact, I don't ever remember playing this in a session in New York, but it was really popular in London in the 70s, and it's such a great tune, and it's not a difficult tune to play, so it would be a good tune to learn and incorporate into your session. And then the Shannon Bells is another one. I don't know if that was a popular tune in Wexford, but my father, who was from Wexford, used to lilt this tune all the time. And so that's kind of, when I started playing music, that was one of the tunes that he kind of picked that he wanted me to learn, because it was such a common tune to him in his childhood growing up in Wexford. So all right, so we'll give those all those a shot. So we got D and G and D, I think. I've got to change my screen here.